And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of Raymond Carver, born in Klatskanai, Oregon, in 1938. Author of many collections of stories, Will You Please Be Quiet, Please, and What We Talk About When We Talk About Love. It's the birthday of the poet Theodore Rathke, born in Saginaw, Michigan, 1908, author of The Waking, Open House, and other books. Theodore Rathke, who said, "Art is the means we have of undoing the damage of haste. It's what everything else isn't." It was on this day, 1787, the most important convention in our history got underway. That was the Constitutional Convention, Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Jefferson didn't go. He was in Paris. John Adams was in England. Patrick Henry refused to go. He said, "I smell a rat." He objected to the purpose of the convention, which was to establish a stronger form of central government. The convention was held in secret, the windows nailed shut, guards posted, not a single word was leaked to the press. Most of the delegates were young. Only four of them were over 60. There were five of them still in their 20s. Two of them, Washington and Madison, would go on to become president. Nobody came from Rhode Island, which disapproved of the whole thing. George Washington presided over the convention, and in the Constitution, the office of the president was given as much power as it was because of Washington's great prestige as the general who won the Revolution. It took some persuading to get all 13 states to ratify it. Rhode Island held out almost to the end. Patrick Henry said the Constitution squints toward monarchy. But today, it is the world's oldest written national constitution. And it's the birthday of Ralph Waldo Emerson, born in Boston, 1803, who said, "Meek young men grow up in libraries, believing it their duty to accept the views which Cicero, which Locke, which Bacon have given, forgetful that Cicero, Locke, and Bacon were only young men in libraries when they wrote those books." Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Spires entitled The Faces of Children. Meeting old friends after a long time, we see with surprise how they have changed and must imagine, despite the mirror's lies, that change is upon us too. Once in our 20s, we thought we would never die. Now, as one thoughtlessly shuffles a deck of cards, we have run through half our lives. The afternoon has vanished, the evening changing us into four shadows mildly talking on a porch. And as we talk, we listen to the children play the games that we played once, in joy and terror that cry out in surprise as the seeker finds the one in hiding, or in fairy tale tableau, each one is tapped and turned to stone. The lawn is full of breathing statues who wait to be changed back again, and we can do nothing but stand to one side of our children's games, our children's lives. We are the conjurers who take away all pain, and we are the ones who cannot take away the pain at all. They do not ask, as lately we have asked ourselves, "Who was I then, and what must I become?" Like newly minted coins, their faces catch the evening's radiance. They are so sure of us, more sure than we are of ourselves. Our children, who gently push us toward the end of our own lives, the future beckons brightly. They trust us to lead them there. The Faces of Children by Elizabeth Spires, from her collection Now the Green Blade Rises, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.